Okay, 1-1. I think fair result in the end, I think, over the 90 minutes.
Yeah, I think we probably showed his first half and they showed his second half. We're just disappointed in the goal we conceded again, really. You know, we've worked hard to get a 1-0 win, a 1-0 advantage, and then got sloppy, really. So
cross coming in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then a free header, and then us not reacting, them reacting to the ball. So there was numerous mistakes just in that one little thing. But I think it was a game that was full of little errors, just real basic errors, and you know, I think the referee got caught in it. He got caught up in it as well, by the looks of it. So, but Tuesday night away at North Ferriby, it's not really a happy hunting ground for us. So we've got to be quite pleased with a point, really.
Yeah, especially with the way they're doing it as well. A few points late at the top, and obviously on a decent run. Yeah. And I suppose the good thing about tonight is after such a tough game on Saturday, it was good to see, like I said, the first half, certainly carrying that good performance on.
Yeah, then second half it got a bit scrappy, didn't it? I think lots of stoppages, referee blowing for things that I think both benches were bewildered by. But, you know, we possibly could have nicked a great ball across from Chris Amadi. I thought had a really good game tonight. And you know, if another day we get a tap in there, and there's a couple of opportunities, but you know, they've possibly had a couple as well.
Yeah.
You know, it was a game of few chances.
Those free kicks right at the end as well.
Yeah, where we're under a bit of pressure, and you know, there's something wrong when a lad like Marty Wolfenden gets booked. If he gets an orange, that's having a shout at the referee. You know, there's something gonna miss.
Yeah. And the 4-4-2 tonight, was that just something that came out of maybe Saturday's game with? Seemed a little bit imbalanced maybe at times on Saturday, with obviously missing Carlos on the right hand side and whatever. So
No, I think with Dave Birch, you know, not being here, congratulations to Dave, because he's just had a little baby boy. With Dave not being here, you know, a natural holding midfielder would have meant reshuffling the back four to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Amadi deserves a little chance to show us what he can do up top, and he did that tonight, and just thought he was looking tired around about the 70 minute mark, and that was a reason for it, to give, you know, show a bit of faith in Chris. But there was things, as you saw, we could change it in respect of if the game had changed in any way, shape or form. You know, with what we had on the bench, Cedric Crook and going off for some aerial threat and a bit of pace. You know, if Scott needs to go on and shore things up, Matty Carr, who nobody's seen yet, you know, if we were to have a problem at centre back, he can fit in there. And obviously Phil McGrath, who did really well for a couple of games where he's come in, and you know, after a long injury layoff, and probably needs a tiny little bit of rest, but there's plenty to go on, so I'm quite happy.
And Saturday, finally, a trip to the unknown. First time we've been down there, and first time we played them. So, do we know much about? I know we've had them watched a couple of times, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had them watched a couple of times. I'll have a look at the reports before Saturday, but I just know it's miles away.
Further than Grantham.
Yeah. Well, I think a few people who we're playing, people who asked them, is, "Oh, you're staying overnight and stuff like that." But unfortunately, not.
Save that for the. Is there a first round proper in the trophy? I don't know.
I would imagine so.
We'll save it for that then.
Yeah. Need a night over at Wembley, don't we? So.
Exactly. Cheers, Carl. Cheers.
On Saturday, FC travelled to Stamford for the next leg in the FA Trophy. Could FC pick up their performance and have a bit of a cut result in the end in an undeniable game of two halves? Stephen Wood spoke to Carl Margeson.
Okay, 1-1. I think fair result in the end, I think, over the 90 minutes.
Yeah, I think we probably showed his first half and they showed his second half. We were just disappointed in the goal we conceded again, really. You know, we've worked hard to get a 1-0 win, a 1-0 advantage, and then got sloppy, really. So
cross coming in,
and then a free header, and then us not reacting, them reacting to the ball. So there was numerous mistakes just in that one little thing. But I think it was a game that was full of little errors, just real basic errors, and you know, I think the referee got caught in it. He got caught up in it as well, by the looks of it. So, but Tuesday night away at North Ferriby, it's not really a happy hunting ground for us. So we've got to be quite pleased with a point, really.
Yeah, especially with the way.